I'm Steve Ember with In the News in VOA Special English. Two meetings this week in Asia could set the direction for the future of world trade and the future of Asia itself. In Kuala Lumpur, leaders of 16 countries held the first East Asia Summit. The leaders met Wednesday in the Malaysian capital to plan for a united future. They agreed to create a group that will work together to improve economic, security, and political conditions in Asia. The new 16-member group will include both China and India. The leaders represented the 10 members of ASEAN, the Association of Southeast Asian Nations. They also represented Australia, China, India, Japan, New Zealand, and South Korea. The 16-member group will represent about 3,000 million people, half the world's population. And it will represent about 20% of world trade. Both numbers are expected to increase in the future. An expert on Asia says it will have three of the four largest economies in the world by 2050. Some Asian leaders say the new group is needed because East Asia does not want to lose trade and influence to the Americas and Europe. Supporters say the new group could become an economic force like the European Union in the future. But that will take work. For now, the 16 leaders from Asia and the Pacific have agreed to meet again next year. They plan to meet in the Philippine capital, Manila, just after the next ASEAN meeting. The other big meeting in Asia this week is the Ministerial Conference of the World Trade Organization. There are protests outside, as at earlier meetings. The WTO has 148 members. It is the only international organization that negotiates trade rules. The last ministerial conference, 2 years ago, in Cancun, Mexico, ended without a new trade agreement. Objections by poor countries to agricultural support programs and trade barriers in wealthy ones were major issues. The United States, the European Union, and Japan said they have been trying to avoid such problems in Hong Kong. They announced plans for thousands of millions of dollars in aid to poor countries. They also announced plans to end import taxes on goods from some of these nations. Some officials, however, said the proposals came with too many conditions. The WTO had hoped for a free trade agreement by the end of last year on trade in farm and industrial goods and services. Now the hope is to have one completed by the end of 2006. But in Hong Kong Friday, the Reuters news agency said rich nations were arguing over protected farm markets, and developing countries threatened to block any deal that did not give them better prices for bananas, sugar, and cotton. European Union Trade Commissioner Peter Mandelson said the talks were, if anything, going backwards. In the News in VOA Special English was written by Nancy Steinbach. Our reports are online at voaspecialenglish.com. I'm Steve Ember.